as its back garden, and it was opened by the Queen, no less. But plans to turn the Yorkshire Building Society offices at Peterborough Business Park into nearly 100 two-bedroom flats have caused quite a mixed reaction from people that we've spoken to. Dave Webster takes up the story.
What a beautiful sunny day it is, and what a lovely location. Mature trees, you've got great old stones lining the entrance, and it looks like half the grass has just been cut and they had to come back another day to finish it. Welcome to Peterborough Business Park, or Lynchwood Park. And from their very own website, it says it's a unique business campus, more than just a place of works. And also, there's going to be a new development of up to 80,000 square foot of new build Grade A office space, which might be useful because quite a sizable chunk of it could soon be converted into flats. I'm just outside the YBS Group building, right at the entrance to the park. It says Yorkshire Building Society, Chelsea, Norwich and Peterborough. Do you remember those? I think I had a Head Start account with them when I was very young. Started off with £1. It's a two-storey brick building. It looks very 1980s. Very leafy, very green, hedgerows to the front. There's car parking at the front. There's also what looks like a massive car park to the rear. Having a look at the infrastructure, or roads, you come off the Autumn Roundabout down a two-lane carriageway road, which is fairly wide. There's a couple of bus stops, and outside the building, a flagpole with a pigeon currently sitting on it. So what do the locals think of a potential of 96 flats coming to the area? Do you live locally?
Yeah.
What's it like round here?
It's great. I'm really happy. I've been here for 35 years. I think it's a really great part of Peterborough to live in, yeah.
That could be converted into 96 flats.
Not a problem with me. We've got a national shortage of housing. Anywhere like that that's not being occupied, if that's a possibility, yeah, why not?
What do you think the impact might be on traffic?
There is that, but it probably wouldn't be any more of an impact than when it was fully occupied with staff and all the rest of it, yeah.
It's very good. Yeah, it's very
nice
good.
Nice area.
This area.
Cool.
That could be converted to 96 flats.
Yeah, I've read about it.
What
might
do you think?
Be a little bit, yeah. Definitely, after 96 families moving it.
Okay, there's going to be 96 flats, but they've got car parking there for 300, and there's probably going to be less activity in that building as flats than there is as an office.
Well, people have to live somewhere, don't they? So be it. Yeah, I don't think it will change that much. I think the infrastructure's going to support it.
I think it's a great idea. Well, it's better than having an empty property.
No, I wouldn't want it, because it's nice and quiet round here. Oundle Road is chock-a-block as it is. When the business park finishes and they all come out of work, it's heaving. So I don't think Oundle Road could take it.
Well, I just think people have got to have somewhere to live, and hopefully it won't interfere in what we want to do. And there's a school just down the road, so there's lots of children about, so I'm not very happy about it, but at the end of the day, they'll just do it, won't they?
That's Dave Webster there, who's been speaking to people who live near the Peterborough Business Park at Lynchwood. Well, this afternoon, the Parish Council at Autumn Waterville is holding an extraordinary meeting about these proposals. Julie Howell is the Green City Councillor for the area and member of the Parish Council. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. So some people we spoke to around the park, they actually quite liked the idea of the flats. Lots of parking as well. So what is the main problem for you here?
Yeah, people have absolutely got mixed views. My main concern is that local residents in Orton Wistow know very little about this. And the reason for that is because it's a prior application. It's one of these permitted development applications that only requires the council to consult with a very small number of people. Even the parish council isn't a statutory consultee, won't be consulted. And I'm desperately worried that the views of local residents are not being considered. I do understand what people are saying about there being a national housing shortage. It's not that kind of housing. These are tiny flats. This is going to change the nature of Lynchwood, which was built solely as a business park. It's award-winning. It's Grade 2 listed, some of it, as you say, opened by the Queen 32 years ago as a business park. And if we start building residences in it, it will change the nature of the business park. The business park may appeal less to local businesses at a time when we need to be growing and recovering from the COVID crisis. And residents need to know all of this, not just that, oh, yes, it will be some new homes for people. There are other issues here we need to be concerned about. Also, infrastructure. I don't think it will affect the roads that much, but what about the schools? If we've got a couple of hundred families or people moving in, how are our schools going to cope? How are our local doctors going to cope? These are the things that residents need to be given an opportunity to think about and comment on, and it doesn't happen with these prior applications.
So it sounds like your issues here are twofold, Julie. First of all, you're a little bit unhappy about the idea of new residences being built in what is, at the moment, very much a business park. But also you have an issue with potentially a lack of public consultation as well. But surely you understand that Peterborough is growing all the time and people do need places to live. And I know they're doing a similar thing in Cambridge as well. They're consulting building on the old sewage works. Isn't it better to actually build within the city boundaries rather than take up even more green space on the outskirts of the city?
It depends what kind of housing this is. This feels like a very cynical move to be motivated by money. It doesn't feel like it's meeting the needs of Peterborough. We need houses. We don't need flats like this. There's no precedent for flats like this in this beautiful area. As you said, Ferry Meadows is like the back garden to Orton Wistow. If these flats are built and we have this influx of people coming in, no problem at all, new people moving here, but they need to be catered for. I live over at Orton Northgate, and when Orton Northgate and Orton Southgate were built, very close to Lynchwood, there was no infrastructure. If I want to vote, for example, I have to walk 1.5 miles to Orton Brimbles because that's the nearest polling station. We don't have the infrastructure. And if they're going to put this many flats into this area, then we need to know there are going to be services that people can use so that we build community here. That's my greatest worry, that we'll get people here who are transient. We don't have a community. People maybe don't care as much about protecting our beautiful area. And we need to make sure that we protect what we've got.
Are you worried as well, Julie, about the potential of them being turned into buy-to-let flats?
Absolutely, absolutely, because the areas that we have are high home ownership, and people care very much about this area and protect it. Wyndham Thomas, you know, built this area, and the late Wyndham Thomas, and he had a vision in mind, and Ferry Meadows and the Business Park are part of that, and we need to protect that, and we need to protect his legacy. And I guess the risk is when you have buy-to-lets, you have landlords not living locally who may not care about our local area, and we have new people moving in who maybe don't know about the local area. So it's going to be, if this actually happens, there's going to be an onus on me and other local councillors to make sure that people understand the nature of the area that they're moving into, because we all have a responsibility to protect this very special place.
Mm. When did you become aware of these plans, Julie?
Only a few weeks ago, and kind of by chance, because it's happened over the summer. And usually, because I'm also a parish councillor, I get notification of applications that come in for our area, and I couldn't understand why nothing had come in for this one. And when I became aware of it, when I was doing my own research about local planning applications, I then found out that the local parish council doesn't even have to be consulted. To me, that's crazy. This is going to have an impact on people who live here at the moment. They may not realise it right now, but it will. And to me, it needs to be a full application where local people get to have their say. If most people are fine with it, you know, then fine. But people must be consulted, and that really got my alarm bells ringing.
Julie, thank you very much for coming on this morning. It seems like potentially people could have been better informed, but we'll see. We have been trying to get hold of the people behind the plans to turn the YBS building into flats. We've not heard anything from them yet. We've also been in touch with the Yorkshire Building Society to hear from them as well, personally, but alas, we haven't heard from them either. That's Green City Councillor for Orton Waterville, Julie Howell. If you do want to get in touch with the show, we'd love to know what you think as well.